Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Krall. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office wants to find two people they believe led deputies on a high-speed chase yesterday afternoon. In a Facebook post, the Sheriff's Office says officers were trying to stop a blue Chrysler Pacifica in Eagle River as part of an investigation. Deputies hit their lights and sirens, but the driver took off eastbound on Highway 70. The chase hit speeds of more than 100 miles an hour. Deputies abandoned the chase due to safety and road conditions just short of the Forest County line. The people behind the wheel who are being sought are Kelsey Tappa and Raymond Zortman Jr. The Chrysler Pacifica vehicle has a Wisconsin plate of ACY3227. After the Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Police Department's recent arrest of a local woman suspected of selling methamphetamine, Tribal President Joseph Wildcat Sr. and the Tribal Council issued a statement. They said they remain steadfast in a commitment to investigate and prosecute any and all illegal drug activity in the community. They said it's a national problem and will continue to work with regional partners to prevent the spread of the scourge across northern Wisconsin. The statement reads that for years, the tribe has advocated and pursued strong enforcement and strong prosecution of criminals, and they will continue to fight drug abuse and related illegal activity alongside regional, state, and federal partners by investigating and prosecuting those who attempt to bring drugs into the community. No other details were released. Nearly 2 months ago, the DNR recommended the city of Rhinelander make full PFAS testing results available on the city website. As of Thursday afternoon, those testing results still weren't posted to see. Ben Meyer has the story.
In a November 19th letter to Rhinelander City Administrator Daniel Guild, the DNR recommended the city put all PFAS results on the city website as soon as reasonably practicable. DNR Drinking Water and Groundwater Program Field Operations Director Kyle Burton elaborated the next day.
We want to make sure that all of us are providing clear and the most accurate information to the public. And the easy way to do that is just to put the sample results out there.
But only results for samples taken May 30th and June 27th were easily available, an inspection of the city website by WXPR found. High levels of PFAS compounds were found in Municipal Well 7 during the May and June tests, leading the city to shut down that well in late June. A second well was also later shut down. PFAS compounds have been linked to health risks, including cancer, thyroid disease, and higher cholesterol. The city has been testing since late May. Via open records requests, WXPR has compiled the results of testing through November, and those documents are available on our website, wxpr.org. Mayor Chris Fredrickson directed questions about the lack of results on the city website to Guild. Multiple requests made to Guild for an update on the topic received no response. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
And the Northwoods River News is reporting Oneida County and two law enforcement officers are being sued by the estate of a Rhinelander man who died in 2017. The lawsuit was filed last November in federal court on behalf of Thomas Smith. The suit alleges Smith's rights were violated and law enforcement allegedly used excessive force during his arrest in April of 2017. The suit alleges Smith was unable to communicate effectively with the Oneida County Dispatch, resulting in what law enforcement saw as a hostage situation at his home at 10 Sand Street in Rhinelander. The suit reports Smith had suffered a stroke prior to the incident and had other health issues. Smith called dispatch to report he was having a problem. According to court records, later after law enforcement surrounded the residence, Smith came out of the residence with a shuffling gait but was allegedly handcuffed and placed in a vehicle in what they allege was rough manner. The plaintiff has requested a jury trial. And thousands of visitors are expected in Eagle River this weekend for the first of two snowmobiling racing events. The Vintage World Championship snowmobile races begin today at the World Championship Derby Complex on Highway 45. The round of racing involves machines from yesteryear. 700 entries and 40 classes are expected. Racing will take place all weekend with the championship set for Sunday afternoon. Next weekend on the same track is the World Championship Snowmobile Derby, considered the top race for snowmobilers in the nation. The weather forecast for the rest of the day, look for skies to be partly sunny with a high near 25 degrees. Tonight, slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy, low around 7. Saturday, slight chance of snow in the afternoon, cloudy, high near 16. Then Saturday night, snow is likely cloudy with a low around 9, about 4 inches of snow Saturday night, and a chance of snow again Sunday morning with a high near 19 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.